Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it's called the Mid-South Football Alliance. It's been around for a few years, and starting in 2017, it'll be adding the semi-pro Indiana Cutters to its lineup. The Cutters just completing its 10th year of existence, bringing back championship coach Eric Anderson of a few years ago. He's back in the fold, and aside from, well, the X's and O's, that will come in time. Coach Eric tells me next month, January, going to be a vital month as we, well, make the move to a new circuit and move the Cutter process right along.
In the middle of January, we're going to start our player-ran workouts. I will be present at some of those, but we find that when our leaders and our captains run our workouts, we get a lot more out of it. So we'll do that in January. That'll run us all the way up to late March, and then we will have a skills combine where we'll, you know, have everybody together competing on April 1st, and then regular season practices start right after that.
Yeah, it looks like basically the same schedule, although you're in a new circuit, you know, with the number of games to be played. Well, we'll look at some preseason games maybe in May. Take us through that.
I know we'll play 10 regular season games. Scouts will have their scheduling meeting, I think, in January as well, so we'll know more as that goes. I do know the one of the teams out of Indianapolis, the Outlaws, is one team in our schedule and be on our conference. They'll be a really solid team. June 3rd will be the opening week. We're going to try to do a preseason game in the middle of May. So we can figure out what we need to work on, and you'll have about a month to work on it before we kick off on June 3rd.
That's Indiana Cutters head football coach Eric Anderson, the local semi-pro Gritters competing in the Mid-South Football Alliance in 2017. Don't forget Sports Talk tonight with Deputy Senior Vice President at IU, Scott Dolson, plus Edgewood Mustang Basketball, J.B. Neal, and senior captains Cooper Bybee and Jason Brown. We'll start a little past six from Yogi's. As always, I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it's great to see fifth-year senior guard tackle Dan Feeney join a short Hoosier list of two-time first-team AP All-Americans, just three, keep in mind. Anthony Thompson, John Eisenbarger, Pete Pios did it earlier, back-to-back years, and now Dan makes four. Head coach Tom Allen was elated to hear the news as he, after practice here on Saturday, flew out to San Francisco over the weekend and yesterday joined Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham for a series of media interviews and Foster Farms bowl responsibilities. The game now just 15 days away. It's not been two full weeks since Allen took over here for Kevin Wilson. But the allegiance from staff, the players, has been something that Tom tells me he'll never forget as he moves his process along. And as he was telling us Monday afternoon from San Francisco.
You know, I think some of the leaders, you know, Dan Feeney, Mitchell Page on offense, Richard Lego, you know, those would be the ones that jump out to me. And just to be able to get their support, you know, because obviously it was tough. You know, I always think back to that first meeting, the day it all happened, and we told our team and just tried to speak from the heart to them about what was going on and what we were going to do together. So obviously the defensive guys, Marcus, you know, Oliver stepped up and Sharp Fant and T-Gray Scales and guys like that really kind of helped bring everybody together on both sides. And Coach had me address the team at times for some other things, and so they kind of saw what we were all about. Move forward together and create that same mindset throughout the whole team. So
yeah, that's Hoosier football coach Tom Allen. And don't forget Sports Talk tonight. Joining us, stepping for Fred Glass, will be Deputy Senior VP Scott Dolson, plus Edgewood Mustang Basketball Coach J.B. Neal and Senior Captains Cooper Bybee and Jason Brown. I'm Joe Smith.